Welcome to the Husband Factory Podcast. I'm the host and founder, Makita Kamara Omensa. Join me here every week where I help single women meet good men and enjoy great marriages using proven faith-based principles. Now, here's today's episode. Hey there, pretty lady. I want to tell you about the number one trait your husband should have. Now, I tell you so many things, right? But I have to let you know that this is the most important thing. If your husband doesn't have this, I shouldn't say husband, right? Because by husband, by that time, you've already married him. If a man doesn't have this, do not marry him under any circumstances. Now, I don't care if he's a bishop. I don't care if he's an apostle. I don't care. I don't care if he is the one that opens and closes the church. I don't care if he's the choir leader. If he doesn't have this, do not marry him. And that is a man that fears God. That is the fear of God. Now, what do I mean by that? I just mean that he reverences God. He honors God with his decisions. God is the reason why he does whatever he does. You know, I heard someone say that there are no bad people. There are no bad men, no bad women. It's just people that make bad decisions. So when somebody fears God, that means that they make their decisions based on that. They make their decisions based on the reason, on the fear of God, you know. You don't want to marry somebody that's not afraid of God. I mean, if they're not afraid of God, that means they're not afraid of the police. That means they're not afraid of your family. That means they're not afraid of you, because God is, you know, that's the highest authority. So if a man doesn't fear God, you are in trouble. Now, here's another way of seeing the fear of God. A man that fears God puts the word of God as the final authority in his life. Let me tell you what I mean by that. Let's say that, I'm just going to use ice cream as an example. Let's say you believe that ice cream should be in the freezer and on the right side of the freezer. And he believes the ice cream should be on the left side of the freezer. Okay. So you believe the ice cream needs to be on the right side of the freezer. That's the way we do it in my house. When I was growing up, we put the ice cream on the right side of the freezer. Now he says, well, in my family, the ice cream goes on the left side of the freezer. Of course, you will not have a fight about ice cream. I'm just using it as an example. So you both have a different idea of where that ice cream goes. But a true man that fears God, do you know what he'll do? He'll say, okay, you know what? You believe it should be this way. I believe it should be that way. Let's see what God's word has to say about ice cream in the freezer. Where should ice cream go in the freezer? Now, I use that example for ice cream, but God's word has a lot to say about everything, doesn't it? Has a lot to say about being a parent, has a lot to say about money, has a lot to say about friendships, has a lot to say about business, being a business owner. God's word has a lot to say even about marriage, about having a job. How should you behave when you're on a job? God's word has a lot to say about your extended family. How should you treat your mother and your father, your uncles and aunts and grandparents? It has an opinion. God's word has something to say about all of it. So you want to marry a man that's going to say, you know what? Let's go to God's word and see what God's word has to say. That he's not going to continue to argue with you because of his ego, because it takes a lot for a man to put down his ego and say, okay, you know what? I could be wrong. Let's see. It takes a lot for a man to do that. And the only way a man is going to do that is if he fears God. If he fears God, if he feels like, you know what, there may be a better way than the way I'm doing it. There may be a better way than the way I understand it. Let me go and see what God's word has to say. If you marry a man like that, you've hit the jackpot, because that means that every decision in the family, he's going to use God's word as a reference point. So you're going to be safe, because we know that everything that's in God's word is for your benefit, is for your protection. You don't want to marry a man that doesn't fear God, that he just makes decisions just because he feels like it's, you know, there are some men that make decisions in their home based on the culture that they're from. You know, in my culture, this is how a woman should behave. In my culture, this is how parents treat their children. In my culture, this is something that's very, this is how we handle money. You don't want that, because not every culture takes their
their ways from the word of God. Many cultures actually don't. A lot of them is just made up stuff or things that have been happening in the culture for generations and generations. And so you don't want somebody that takes their life or lives their life or lives your life as a family based on culture. And you don't want somebody that it makes its decisions based on the opinion. You know, many of us growing up, we form opinions that we're not even aware of. We form opinions of how things should be, how this should be, how that should be, what this means, what that means. We form these opinions and it's our way, and it becomes our way of doing things. Sometimes it's something that we heard an aunt say. We heard an aunt say, honey, never let a man know how much money you have. Never let a man control you. So we form an opinion and we start doing things that way without even realizing it. But what does God's word say about that? What does God's word say about how you should relate with money with your spouse? What does God's word say about how you relate to money in the first place? You know, there's some families where they say, oh, you need to be in debt to in order to build your credit. But does God's word say you need to be in debt in order to build your credit? What does it say? You need to know, number one, for yourself. And you also need to know for the person you're going to marry. You need to know that this person, this man that I've met, I don't care if he's a choir leader, I don't care if he's the pastor of the church, does he fear God? Can I see already in his life that he does? I don't mean that he prays. I don't mean that he prays. I don't mean that he gives. All those things are very good. But when it comes time to making a decision, does he refer back to God's word? Is he a genuine Christian? Is he someone that puts God first in his life? I don't mean that he prays in tongues. I don't mean that he reads his Bible. I don't mean that he shouts and screams in church. Does he put God first in his decisions and in his life? And if you're dating him and you want to know for sure, ask God to show you. You can. You can say, Holy Spirit, show me if there's anything that's going to be a problem in the future, or show me that he really fears you. You can say that, and you can even ask your pastors, his pastors, for an opinion of that, because they would know. And you don't want somebody that does not fear God, that does his own thing. If he does his own thing, honey, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be crying, because it's only God's way that brings safety. It's only God's way that brings peace. It's only God's way of doing things that brings rest. And anything outside of that is a recipe for heartache. So I want you to look very closely as any guy that you're interested in. Look at them very closely. And remember, it's not because he comes to church. That's not enough. Even Satan goes to church. It's not because he comes to church. It's because he lives his life fearing God. If you see a man that goes to church but also goes to the club, he doesn't fear God. Do you know, somebody can have faith in God but not fear God? So I'm not talking about a man that has faith. He can be a man of great faith that preaches powerfully even, that, you know, believes God for something and it happens. That does not mean that he fears God. There are many faith-filled people that do what they feel like doing. There are many faith-filled people that do what is the popular opinion. Does he fear God? If there's any iota of sin in his life, even if it just seems like a little bit, or, you know, he's doesn't fear God. You have to look for someone that fears God, that makes their decisions based on God's word, that obey God's word to the letter, that have a genuine relationship with God. I hope this episode helps you. Please look with your eyes, not just your heart. Look very, very carefully, because who you marry is going to affect how happy you are and how happy your children are. That would be the worst thing, to marry a man and have him mistreat your children. That would be the worst. And there are many wives that get married thinking that, you know, everything's going to be great, only for the man to turn out to be a beast. You don't want to marry a beast. Make sure you marry someone that fears God. Have a great day.
I'm sure you got a lot out of today's episode. Don't forget to share. And guess what? The conversation doesn't have to end here. Hop online to www.husbandfactory.com to subscribe to my VIP newsletter. Just scroll to the bottom of any page and you'll see the button there. Remember, all the great love stories you've ever heard, out of all of them, yours is going to be the best. Can't wait to hear it. See you next week.